let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program today. The ghost of Confederate soldiers are the paranormal paramours in the fast-paced romance about supernatural sexual pairings. Go Ask the Dead, the tale of a girl in a haunted land of civil war and slavery, from the talented writer and frequent guest on our program, Frank Tropia. Called the, in one review, a disturbing Southern Gothic ghost story and worthwhile reading for fans of sexy, supernatural romances. The story's heroine, 15-year-old Amanda Mandy Mannon, is introduced to the ghost of William. He's a handsome officer slain at Gettysburg, and they become lovers. Frank is a Harvard graduate, a major in literature, a minor in psychology, became a member of Mensa and Intertel, a writer of both poetry and novels, and the author of the eerie, sexy, gothic romance, Go Ask the Dead, the tale of a girl in a haunted land of civil war and slavery. And Frank Tropia is back with us on This Week in America. Frank, it is always a pleasure. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and so stimulating.
Well, you are such a talented writer, as I said. And by the way, this book is recommended by the U.S. Review. It's a must-read. It's a chilling read. It's a fun read as you're going through the book, Go Ask the Dead. Let's talk about the inspiration. Where in the world did this idea come from the book? It's a very intricate storyline. Where did you get the idea?
Well, I've always been fascinated by the paranormal ever since I was a little kid. Ghosts fascinated me. I preferred Halloween to Christmas. And later on, I became fascinated with the antebellum South, the slavery aspect, and the whole the Underground Railroad and the whole Civil War and the after effects of the Civil War. And I read about Gettysburg still being haunted, as well it should be, with the many thousands of soldiers who died on both sides there in early July of 1863, 1864 or something.
In that range,
that battle was the historic turning point of the war for the South and the North. The North would prove victorious, as it was inevitable.
Yes.
It had far better resources than the South could muster.
Well, so you've taken these two loves and you've combined them in the book, Go Ask the Dead. I'm fascinated with your interest in paranormal. A lot of us had that fascination growing up, and then we sort of set it aside. Are you still interested in the paranormal?
Oh, I read books on it constantly, as well as other novels. I read books on it. Sometimes I see stuff on the Internet. When I had a TV, which I've since given up, I just reserved my watching for my personal computer. I just loved ghost stories and horror stories and so on and so forth. I mean, I was a big fan of Poe when I was much younger. And, I've even had a few ghostly experiences in my life that I won't really get into, but I am convinced that ghosts and the afterlife do exist.
Fascinating. With us, Frank Tropia back on the program. If you're Googling that, that's Tropea. The book we're talking about, Go Ask the Dead, several books that Frank has written that we'll talk about during the course of the program, Go Ask the Dead, the tale of a girl in a haunted land of civil war and slavery. This has been called a gothic tale of love gone dangerously wrong. Is that an apt description, do you think?
Oh, very much so. I mean, Amanda goes into the affair headlong because she's so attracted to this very handsome, well-built, Southern Confederate officer. I mean, they say women fall for men in uniforms, and that's very much so in Amanda's case. However, she doesn't really consider. She rushes headlong into this because she's so attracted to him and his personality and so on and so forth, but she doesn't really consider the historical aspects of, you know, the antebellum South, the Civil War, and all its ramifications. She was reading books a little later on. I mean, this is the 1960s South. She got books on the nascent movement of women's liberation, and she really believed in it to a degree. And William comes from the antebellum South. He fought for slavery, which he adamantly believed in, and women were to be told what to do and kept within certain boundaries. And you know, those were just his. That was just his background.
And William is a ghost. Let me point that out again if you're just joining us. William is a ghost, so thus enters this whole different area in the book. This is not a book like you've read before. This book is totally unique and a real enjoyable read. And it's one of those that, believe me, you're going to want to get to the next chapter as quickly as possible. I'm sorry, I think I interrupted there, but so this was not a normal romance between two people.
No, it can't be. It can't be. They come from two different worlds.
Yes.
All right. While they may be physically, well, at least on Amanda's part, and to a degree Williams, whatever physical impulses he can still feel as a ghost, they may be very physically attracted to each other. And Amanda's late murdered mother was a wild nymphomaniac. Amanda doesn't want to be like her mother, but she did inherit some of her genes and psychological profiles from. And she's a very passionate, sensual girl. Unlike her mother, when Amanda is in love or infatuated, she is faithful. So anyway, Amanda lets her heart rule her head. And this is a misalliance. When push comes to shove, and I've talked about the eccentric great aunt Eliza with her paramours of Confederate male ghosts. Aunt Eliza was a witch and a strong medium. And she said, knowing Amanda would be placed with her elder sister, Lavinia, in her mansion, and knowing that Amanda was the next genetic witch in the family tree, Aunt Eliza sent the best-looking ghost she had, a Confederate ghost she had, William, to Lavinia's house without Lavinia knowing it. And Amanda, who can see and interact and hear and interact with ghosts, saw him, and to a degree, it was love at first sight. They're very well pleased at what each other sees, but they don't consider, you know, their different ways of thinking and values.
Yes.
And mores. And finally, when Aunt Eliza dies, William asks Amanda if his friends who died with him at Gettysburg can come into the house. Actually, some of them have moved in already, unknown to her. And in fact, three of the more primitive ones have beaten and raped her black surrogate mother servant maid, Delilah. Because back in the Civil War, if these boys didn't have their whores, they, whatever black female Negress came around, they took advantage of. You know, raped,
yes.
Whatever. They didn't care. So they found Delilah, brutally raped her, not William, but these three compatriots. And then Delilah goes screaming to Amanda to get rid of William and all of them. And when Amanda says, I'll send all of them away, but not William, I can't give him up, I'm sorry. Delilah gets totally, rightfully so, gets totally infuriated, demands her pay, and Amanda gives it to her along with a lot extra money to see that she's taken care of. And Delilah says, I'll always love you. Come with me. Live with me. Get rid of these ghosts. And Amanda just won't do it. But she demands of William later, I'm sending your friends away. They raped Delilah. I can't have that. He said, and he says, she was just an old bitch, okay? N-word,
yes.
Bitch. And why are you so upset? She said, if you can't understand what is wrong with raping, with your friends raping an old black woman who is my mother, for all intents and purposes, there is something wrong with you, too. And then he slugs her. He can be very physical for a ghost. He slugs her. And then he says, you will do what I say. All women should obey their men. wives should obey their husbands, period. And Amanda gives him some back talk, and he lets three of his Confederate soldier friends take advantage of her. It's a horrible experience for her. And she's pregnant at the time by supposedly Craig, her ex-husband. William doesn't care. She has broken boundaries, according to him, by not implicitly obeying him. She also has fraternized with what to his mind is the enemy, this black servant, and has taken her side over his, which is an insult to him. And she has also been very sexually loose with him, which he wanted, but in his day and age, a proper, potential wife was a virgin until her wedding night. So, the old meets the new, so to speak.
Oh, yes.
And it's a misalliance.
Well, it's a fascinating story. Go Ask the Dead, the tale of a girl in a haunted land of civil war and slavery. Complex characters, as Frank just talked about. And I find that interesting. Let's take Amanda, for example. Do you like her all the way through the book? And I ask that because you created Amanda. That is your creation. Is it necessary to like your character all the way through, or are you sort of detached as you're writing the story?
I can't like Amanda all the way through.
Yes.
Once she I'm not saying she's totally she can be a very kind, sensitive girl, all right?
Yes.
But once she inherits the fortune from her deceased aunt Lavinia, she lets the money go to her head and becomes imperious, tricks her high school sweetheart, Craig Weston, into making love to her, which he wants to anyway. But he wants to marry her. And she says, no, we can't marry right now because she's involved with him. And she later on, after they make love a couple of times in this luxurious hotel, enjoy the honeymoon before the marriage, so to speak, in his eyes, she admits about her involvement with this ghost, William. And Craig's heartbroken. He cries and bawls. And she just kind of thinks she's a wimp, especially as compared to a manly man like William. So anyway, she comes back. She turns out pregnant and realizes something has to be done. So she calls Craig up and proposes marriage, and with the excuse being that she's pregnant with his child. And Craig says, "Will you love only me? Will you be faithful only to me? I'll be faithful to you with the living. Don't ask me to give up William. We'll just see." So Craig is between a rock and a hard place. On one hand, he doesn't want her infidelities with William or living or dead, all right? On the other hand, she is very beautiful, a blonde. Her beauty has grown over the years. He's madly in love with her. And she is an heiress. Her money would elevate his family of blue bloods who lost some of their money in the Depression and restore them to their old status. And this is still the old South.
Nope, yes.
So he marries her for himself and his family. He marries her, and at the wedding, she had told William to stay away from her during this whole ceremony. William secretly appears in the church. She looks over there at him, and she just, she's staring at something, and Craig just senses this William. And when the archbishop asks her wedding vow, she says, Craig. She almost said William, and Craig catches it. But fortunately, no one else in the
yes,
did.
Yes.
So anyway, later on, But Craig is still optimistic because he's a living man, and it's his baby she's carrying. And if, to his mind, any living man can outcompete a ghost. So on their wedding night, he brings her to the transports of ecstasy, and just as she's climaxed, she says, "Oh, thank you, William. Craig is infuriated.
Oh,
he says,
yes.
"Give William up, please." He says, "Well, maybe we can come to sort of arrangement. You do things with your woman. I'll do things with William." And Craig just isn't buying it. So So he turns his head to the wall and forces himself to fall asleep, thinking maybe he should file for divorce or something. But the frosting on the cake is when Amanda falls asleep, she has this supercharged erotic fantasy of William. And then she senses, she awakens and senses William near her. And he materializes in all his beauty. And she opens up her arms to him while Craig is sleeping on the other side. And they begin making love, rapturous love. Craig awakens, sees this thing, and socks Amanda hard in the, on the left side of her face, which does leave bruises, which she leaves, which she uses against Craig later on. And then he turns on William. And William's a ghost. He really doesn't feel physical pain. But he, as a ghost, he's also very strong. And instead of punching Craig, he starts strangling him. And Craig just, Craig can't fight off his fists around his throat. And he's suffocating, turning slightly blue, cyanosis. And he looks at Amanda pleadingly, and she just looks on complacently. And finally she says, William, don't kill him. There'd be a body to explain. No. So don't kill him for my sake. So William stops, and he tells Craig if he ever hurts Amanda again, he will kill him no matter what. And Craig says to her, how come you waited? And she said, because you punched me. That was to teach you a lesson. And so Craig says, I'm leaving this crazy house. And you.
And yes.
So she says, this is it. So Craig leaves. Amanda cleverly calls her lawyer up and says, the next day after they married, and they were supposed to go to for a two-week honeymoon to Paris. Well, that's all canceled. And she tells her lawyer she wants a quickie divorce from this Craig for physical brutality and irreconcilable differences. And she has the lawyer come over that morning, take pictures of the bruises on her face to prove it, and she files for divorce. Now, Craig, being the Southern gentleman, he sees her lawyer but says, he claims he won't speak of it in court, but he claimed that she was unfaithful to him in flagrant delicto in the bed on their wedding night, which is why he punched her. He says he doesn't justify it, but it was just too much for him. But he says if she wants a divorce, I'll grant it to her. So anyway, within a week or two, they're before the civil judge. And the judge is a very canny individual, and he says he'll grant Amanda her divorce, but he dresses Amanda down in front of the whole court and Craig. He says that, I hope you never cause, Craig is a very good, excellent law student. He's a fine young man from a fine family, and I hope in your future relations you never cause another man the pain that you've caused this boy. Yes, I grant your divorce, but are you really aware of what you're doing to this young man and to yourself as well? And Amanda is furious. Later on, she talks to Craig, and she feels a little bit bad for him because she did use him, but, so what?
Well, yeah, and it's the book we're talking about, and I think we've got you hooked by now. This has been described as an eerie, sexy, gothic romance. Go Ask the Dead, the tale of a girl in a haunted land of civil war and slavery. Frank Tropia is back on the program, author of the book, a frequent guest on the program. Book, by the way, available at Amazon. If you're Googling his name, it's Frank, T-R-O-P-E-A. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's not give too much away. Let's jump to the ending here. Do you think that readers will like the ending of the book, Go Ask the Dead?
Oh, they're going to be very surprised at the ending.
Yes, to say the least.
The evil dead get their reward, so to speak. And Amanda and Craig start off anew. About the baby and so on and so forth, I'm not going to speak any further. It's up to the readers to find out. But there will be a sequel. I'm going to write it fall, going into winter, I have ideas already, and I'm not done with the character of William yet.
Well, we all, and then to watch the characters develop through the course of the novel Go Ask the Dead is a real trip and an enjoyable trip. And this is going to be a journey to get to the end to find out exactly what happens in the book Go Ask the Dead. Frank, as I said, working on a sequel. The other book that we've talked about on the program, The Princess Who Wept Diamonds, I highly recommend that book as well. You'll find that book available at Amazon as well. Frank, it is always a pleasure. What a great imagination. And I know that you've been working with Reader's Magnet on this project. How has that experience been like in working with them to get this book out to the public?
Oh, they've been wonderful. I highly recommend them and their services. The staff is very polite. They're very knowledgeable. They're very wonderful. And they came up with this. They not only really liked the book, I could tell they really believed in it, but they also came up with my suggestions, this dynamite cover. It's wonderful.
Yes, you can say so much about a book in a cover, and you see so many that are blasé, some you don't even see because they're so bland. When you see the cover on this book, it's going to capture your attention. Go Ask the Dead, The Tale of a Girl in a Haunted Land of Civil War and Slavery by Frank Tropea. That's Tropea. The book's available at Amazon. Of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Frank, the time always goes by way too quickly. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Look forward to having you back. Good luck on the sequel, and thank you for being back with us on the program.
Anytime. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
It is a pleasure to have you here, Frank, and we'll have you back again for sure. This book is Go Ask the Dead, The Tale of a Girl in a Haunted Land of Civil War and Slavery. Frank Tropea, the guest and author, Tropea, book available at Amazon. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.